Hello, my name is James. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and would like to get your opinions and thinking ahead. Which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for U.S. President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th?
Okay.
Let me read to you the answers. Just 1 second. Perfect. And we'll say, you will say that I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. Or you're not registered to vote.
Okay. Go ahead.
Which one will you select?
Oh, I'm going to vote.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And tell me, with which political party are you registered?
Independent.
Independent. 1 second. Let me mark that down in here. Independent. And what is your main racial background?
Caucasian.
Caucasian. Okay. Thank you. What is your age?
64.
64. Thank you for that. And generally speaking, will you say that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
They're off the wrong track.
Wrong track. Thank you for that. Actually, the survey is really short, so we're almost done. And thank you for your help, by the way. And perfect. Now, I will give you a list with issues should the governor and the state legislature focus on. In order so they can help you and your family, you can select which one it will be the best for you. For example, K-12 education, taxes, local growth and development, housing and property insurance cost, inflation and the cost of the things like groceries and gas, crime and public safety, access and cost to healthcare, illegal immigration, climate and the environment, the economy and jobs, or abortion?
K-12 education.
Thank you for your answer. Now, if the elections for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democrat candidate and the Republican candidate? If you're on the side, you can tell me as well. For example, definitely vote for the Democrat candidate. Probably vote for the Democrat candidate.
You know, I'm undecided on them.
Not a problem at all. Let me mark that down here. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as a president?
I approve.
Approve. Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve. Thank you.
Strongly approve. Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as a governor?
Disapprove of Ron DeSantis.
Disapprove. Okay. And will you say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you for that. And you will be now given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. Now, if you don't have an opinion of you, or you never hear of them, you can tell me as well, okay?
No.
Now,
I think that was yours.
No, I got it.
Okay.
Now, let's go ahead and start with Kamala Harris.
Yeah, how much longer is this going to be? I have to hang up on you now.
We're almost done. I think 2 minutes or so. Also, it won't take too much of her time. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and start with Kamala Harris.
She's fine. Vote for her.
Okay. Mike Caruso.
I don't know who he is. Undecided.
Okay. And Sienna Osta. OSTA.
Don't know who she is. Don't know her.
Thank you. And if the elections for president were held today, among the following candidates for whom you will vote: Kamala Harris, the Democrat candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
All the way with Kamala.
Thank you. We're almost done. And Will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democrat?
Definitely voting.
And lastly, if the elections for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates for whom you will vote?
I don't know. Undecided on that.
Undecided. Yeah. Okay, perfect.
Okay. I got to go on you. You got to answer that question however you want.
We're almost done. I think that this is the last one, and then it's just demographic questions, and we're almost done. I promise you that.
Okay, go quick.
Yes. If you had to choose today which candidate are you leaning toward, would you say Sienna Osta, the Democratic candidate, or Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate?
The Democrat.
Democrat, okay. Now, you will be asked some few demographic questions before we finish.
I gotta go, Anya. Sorry.
We're